In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we are on this beautiful island, and by definition, it's surrounded by water. Water has enormous significance to us, and indeed in the scriptures and in the teaching of the scriptures. Remember in the Old Testament, those of you who are Old Testament scholars, remember at least the parting of the Red Sea, granting deliverance to the chosen people from the pursuing Egyptians. And there are many stories of water being a significant item in the stories of the deliverance of the Israelites. Water also gave geographical delineations for territories, which were very important in those times of warring factions and tribes. And then when we look to the New Testament, it's full of water references. Jesus taught many parables and performed miracles around water. The story today of the calming of the storm, I think, was a fantastically symbolic example of water playing a part, the turbulence of water. I believe that one interpretation of it that I like is that it symbolizes our own turmoil. There is Jesus asleep, and there are the apostles beside themselves because the water is angry. I think that could symbolize our minds. And Jesus comes and they rebuke him. "Don't you know this is going on? Help us." And he does. He calms the storm. And that gives them a great realization. Turning to Jesus makes things better. Other important references and symbolisms of water are all over the New Testament. Jesus' first miracle, the marriage feast at Cana, he turns water into wine, a highly significant event, the beginning of his ministry. Remember, his mother says, "Can't you do something about it? They've run out of booze." And he says, "My time has not yet come." But then he performs that miracle. He makes the water into wine, very symbolic, a threshold into something new. Lots of other images of water, if you think about it, throughout the New Testament. And none more important than John baptizing Jesus. Wonderfully symbolic. There is the presence of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." As Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan by his cousin John the Baptist, one of hundreds of Baptists around the time. But John had that special something that people flocked to him for baptism. Just as with the many messiahs, Jesus was different. And so, we have a baptism today, the baptism of baby Luke. And we will baptize him with water. All the main religions and some of the minor ones are very aware of the importance of baptism. Why? Why is the font at the entrance of the church? That's very symbolic. It symbolizes entrance to something. Entrance to something. And that's what baptism is about. Usually done at the start of a person's life, infant baptism. It's the start of them living in the goodness of Almighty God. By being baptized, it's an entry point like none other. It can only be done once. If you change your denomination, you're never required to be baptized again. Of course not. Because once you're baptized and become a child of God, you're there. In the old days, when infant mortality was rife, a child was baptized as soon as possible, usually not longer than 2 days after its birth, in case it didn't survive. It was important, as it is important today, to have that person received into God's love. God's love. Becoming a child of God. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to baptize baby Luke. So he will become a child of God.